alley of yours going forward and what you can bring to the inside?
Yeah, you know, it's a fun year, a lot to learn from, and it's an exciting off season now, and things I can look back on and improve on and see what I'll see.
What do you want to, what you kind of like to work on this off season?
Personally, yeah, I think getting stronger definitely is always an area for me. Just the way my body's built, it's always been a challenge for me to keep weight on. I think that's a big thing for me this off season. And just continue to improve my skills all around the game and feel for the game. Just continue to get with the assistant coaches and work on my skills.
What was most beneficial to you getting out on the floor for playoff games and meeting for playoff games?
Just the experience of it. There's a lot you can take from it to look back on it and everything. I mean, just the confidence it gives you. And at the end of the day, I just be there for my teammates, and it was really fun to do. So me personally, it was a lot of fun. Obviously, you know, wish it ended differently, but it was a great year.
What will you do in the offseason?
Take a couple weeks to relax now, and then start working out again in a couple weeks, start lifting, and go from there.
You stay around here for those? Spend a lot of time in Atlanta over the summer?
Most of my time in Atlanta. I'll go home for a basketball camp in Minnesota at the end of June, but I'll be most of my time in Atlanta.
Did you put on any weight from the start of this year to the end?
From the start of this basketball season?
Yeah.
That's it's difficult for me during the season to really improve my body, and that's why the offseason is really important to me. So I think last offseason I was able to put on some good weight, but like I said, it's very difficult to travel and everything. So that's why it's a huge focus for me. Yeah. Really?
It's just
crazy. Yeah. Did they coach just tell you too? I mean, obviously, the rebounding edge that Cleveland had and sort of the physical presence that they had on the inside that sort of stressed that, you know, you're one of those guys that they hope can kind of, you know, close that gap a little bit, that they maybe need some improvement on the inside game?
Yeah, personally, that's definitely that's motivation for me. And I went through the kind of the same thing in college, and in the offseason, I just really focus on my body, and you know, obviously I still have a long ways to go, but I think it's definitely motivation for me this offseason to improve my physicality, improve my strength.
How much weight do you want to put on? What do you want to be when the season starts?
I'm not going to put a number on it. I think when you do that, it's the wrong way to do it. I think you just try to get stronger, but still keep my skills and be able to stretch the floor and stuff like that, you know, so it's a balance. You can't just spend all summer in the weight room. You can't spend all summer on the court. It's finding the right balance.
Did the EB at all share with you kind of?
Oh, a lot. Learned a lot from him. The veterans, Perro, Paul, Al, Mike, you know, getting to play with them, getting to watch them play every night helped me a lot.
So I was just wondering what the players were expecting. You went through the season so successful and were healthy for much of it. And then down the stretch to when Talbot was out, Paul was out, Al was out. Was that frustrating? How frustrating was it being in the locker room else and start having that on his team?
Yeah, of course, anytime your teammate goes down, you feel for them, and we're such a close-knit group, so I felt for them, obviously, but, you know, they were there and supported us, and they kept their support, and we supported them, they supported us, so I think it worked both ways, and we were there for each other at the end of the day.